CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Now, dear, the next matter we have to take up on the agenda.
Look, darling, must we conduct breakfast like a committee meeting? To begin with, I'm only half awake.
Now, wake up and run another cup of coffee.
Boy, I need another cup of coffee if I'm going to be bombarded with all these questions and problems.
These are the things I have to talk to you about, and I never seem to be able to pin you down to discuss things. Since you have to get up so early and we have breakfast alone, it's about the only time I get a chance to talk to you. You promised to give me 15 minutes each night after dinner to discuss anything.
I know, John, but in the summertime, I like to get outside as much as possible. I mean, there are a million things to do in the yard.
Well, honey, I can't wait until we're snowed in to discuss everything.
All right, okay. Fire away, fire away.
Now, what about our old washing machine?
We
have our new one now, and your mother wants us to give our old one to this family who needs a washer so badly.
Yes, yes.
Now, the woman with six children or something, and she... Now, you're not really listening at all.
Yes, I'm listening, Dolly. I'm listening.
No, you're not. You're sneaking a look at the morning paper out of the corner of your eye. You are. Now, what did I say? What did I say?
You said I was sneaking a look at
What was I saying about the washing machine?
You were talking about it and, saying things about this.
You are impossible. Now, we have to do something. You agreed to give our old washer to this family that your mother knows.
I didn't agree at all. You agreed.
Don't you want to do something for this poor woman? All these children with a washing machine?
Yes, I would like very much to do something for the poor woman, but giving somebody something is one thing. Getting it to them is something else again, especially when they live 200 miles away.
I know, but your mother didn't tell us that until after we said they could have the washer. Now, why don't I call your mother right now? She gets up early, too, and see if she has any ideas.
Mother will have ideas. That's one thing she's got lots of.
Well, I'll call her. Tell her we now have our new washing machine, so our old one is ready to be given away.
Have you noticed, Minna, the new houses all seem to be on one floor?
I'd like that. With nagging backache and the muscular aches and pains I've had lately, it's no fun climbing stairs.
I know. With nagging backache, all I'd want is relief.
How?
Try Doane's pills.
Right. Doane's pills are an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
I really don't think you should call my mother so early in the morning. You know how excited she gets about long distance. She'll think one of us is on her deathbed or something.
Oh, no, she won't. Hello? Hello, Mother? Yes. No, nothing is wrong. No, we're all right.
Yes,
we're all right.
What did I tell you?
We thought we ought to let you know right away that we have bought a new washing machine. So now our old washer is ready to be given away to that family you said needed one. Oh, well. My goodness, it's not generous. We don't look at it that way. We're glad to do something for... Huh? Oh, well, that's really what we called you about.
What'd she say?
Yes, I know. We realize that. So it seems to be sort of a problem.
Huh?
Yeah, well, just a minute. Do you know anybody with a truck?
No, I do not know anybody with a truck.
Your mother thought if you knew some friend with a truck that he could pick up the washer, you know, and just...
Tell me, if I did know some friend with a truck, I could hardly ask him to pick up a second-hand washing machine and drive it 200 miles to deliver it.
Yes, well, hello? Yeah, just a second. Your mother wants to talk to you.
Oh, look, I have to get to the office. Hello, Mother. Yeah. No.
Mother, no, the point is... No, I don't have a friend with a truck, Mother. Yeah, I got friends. Yeah, of course I want to do something nice with this poor woman with six children and no washing machine. But you never told us this family lived 200 miles away, Mother. Seems downright nonsense to try and send a second-hand washer that needs repair anyway. I mean, that far away. When in the long run you... Huh? No, we haven't had it repaired. No, that's why we bought a new one.
Dear, I told you that.
Yes.
I told you that your mother thought it would be nice if we had it repaired, since obviously the woman who needs it is hard up, you know, I mean,
yes.
She can't afford it.
All right. Mother, yes, listen. Mother, darling, I know that, but I
told her we would, dear.
All right. All right, Mother, I'll have it repaired. But if I do, now look, you find somebody there in Dodge Center who's got a truck who can pick it up here and drive it 200 miles to Mazeppa. Sure it is.
Don't yell at you, Mother.
Well, she knows that. Because I'm certainly not going to spend a fortune. Mother, listen. Mother, please.
Here, give me the phone. You get to work. Your mother and I will work something out.
Oh.
Remember, we're doing something nice, dear, for somebody. After you dashed off to work, your mother and I had a long conversation.
So, we must also have a nice phone bill, long distance.
And it was decided that your mother would try to get Henry somebody that she knows in Dodge Center who has a feed store and therefore has a truck. And she said she'd call him and see if he could drive over here someday soon and pick up the washer. Well, that's settled. Where are you going?
I'm going upstairs to change into some old clothes. I want to get outdoors and water the lawn before we don't have any lawn. Everything's so brown.
Well, that's what I meant this morning. I can never pin you down to discuss anything. And here we have...
Darling, what is there to discuss?
How to get this washer delivered to these people.
You just said Mother was going to get somebody she knew with a truck.
Well, if you will listen, since this family is hard up, and so we said we would have the washer repaired before we get it to them.
Well, of course the reason we got a new washer was because we didn't want the expense of always having the old one repaired.
All right. Now, don't keep saying that.
Well, it all seems so darn silly. I mean, if we're going to the expense of having it repaired anyhow, we might as well have kept it ourselves and saved the expense of a new one.
Well, we did buy a new one, and we did agree to give our old one away. Now, why do you suddenly act as if something here were all my fault?
I don't know. I guess it's because somehow you seem to have a positive talent, a genius for getting us into the most fantastically involved situation.
We only have to figure out how to get the washer to these people. Now, what is so fantastically involved about that? I mean, if you
would
listen...
Darling, before we're through, it will be. Now, you mark my words. To begin with, I'll bet Mother has already called back to say that she cannot get... Henry somebody with his truck.
How did you know?
Yes, that's what I was going to tell you.
How did you know?
I don't know. I'm psychic, I guess. Maybe just living with you has made me sort of sensitive to your problem.
Well, it is not my problem any more than your problem. It's your mother who asked us to help this woman with the six children. And by the way, this woman had tears in her eyes, I understand, when she heard she was getting our old washer, what she needs so badly.
Well, I'm going to have tears in my eyes by the time I've paid to have our old washer repaired and crated and shipped 200 miles, which is about the craziest idea I've ever heard.
Well, I'm ashamed of you, dear. Why, it doesn't sound like you at all. Why, you've always been so generous about everything.
Sweetheart, I am telling you, it would probably be cheaper in the long run to buy this woman a new washing machine.
Good heavens, are you still in trouble about the washing machine?
Oh, hi, Ann. Come in.
That's my coin purse when I dropped over to go swimming this afternoon.
Oh.
As usual, I always leave something.
There it is. Yes, you do. Oh. Right on the hall table there by the phone.
Yeah, look, I'm going up and get into some old clothes.
All right, then. Turner. Men make you so mad sometimes. They're no help at all.
What's the matter now?
Oh, his mother called back. Remember, I was telling you she can't get the man with the truck.
Listen, why don't you borrow my station wagon?
Well, you can't get a washing machine in a station
wagon. Well, we did. You know, when we had the cottage out at Lake Winona, we took our old washing machine out in the station wagon. You have to tip it, lay it flat.
Uh-huh.
But we took it out to the cottage that way.
Gee, that would be wonderful, and it certainly would solve the problem. When can we borrow your station wagon?
Well, any time. Just let me know.
Well, I have to get our old washer repaired first.
Do you mean the repair man didn't show up at all?
Oh, show up. He hasn't even called back.
Oh.
I have waited around all
day. I know
day.
You
I'm
had.
Mad.
You know, you should have been down here swimming with us. The water was wonderful.
I know it.
Listen, let me know when you want the station wagon.
Well, I will, but I'm just... Thanks, Anne. It's just... Dear! Anne said we could have her station wagon!
What for? We got two cars now.
Oh, what for, really? That's what I said.
We didn't want that old crate anyhow, for Pete's sake. Oh. What was she asking for? You ought to give it to her.
Oh, dear. I guess he misunderstood, Anna. I'm sorry. Dear!
Never mind. Just let me know if you want to borrow that old crate.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. If you're looking for a hobby, how about this? A man in Baltimore, Maryland, looks for money in the city's sewers, has netted $800 in the last 15 months. Then, there's an elderly gentleman in Texas whose hobby is catching rattlesnakes. Well, as I said, if you're looking for a hobby. On the other hand, if you're just after the fun of hearing about unique people with unique hobbies, jobs, or news-making personalities, then tune in every weeknight to Ron Cochran's In Person on CBS Radio, because that's where you'll meet them. Another item of constantly recurring fun, a twin item actually, a couple of fellows by the name of Amos and Andy also hang out on CBS Radio every night, Monday through Friday, along with Kingfish, Sapphire, Mama, and various other hilarious folk. Some gags, some worrisome predicaments, and a generous helping of music add up to fun for you when you listen to CBS Radio's Amos and Andy's Music Hall.
I didn't know Ann was still here. I thought she'd gone.
You could certainly see her car in the driveway right up there.
I wasn't looking out the upstairs window. I was changing into my old clothes. When I change clothes, I'm not in the habit of standing by the window looking over the scenery.
I don't know when I have been so embarrassed.
Well, all right, I'm
sorry. Why would you think Ann was trying to sell us her car?
I didn't know. You said Ann said we could have her station wagon. I still don't know what you meant.
She is letting us borrow it to take the old washing machine to these people. Honestly. Can't you have been so nice helping us out and you bellow down the
stairs? Now, wait a minute. Now, just wait a minute.
We can get the washer in the station wagon. She said so. They did with their old one. They took it out to their cottage they used to have in the station wagon.
Wait a minute.
Now, listen. So, all we have to do is get it repaired, and I'll admit we'll have to take a Saturday or a Sunday, you know, to drive it the 200 miles ourselves.
Wait a minute. Who is taking the washing machine?
Well, we are. I mean, we can do it ourselves, dear.
What?
It's a very simple solution. It's the simplest, really. You were accusing me of always getting us so involved in idiotic situations.
Darling, do you know how much a washing machine weighs? 300 or 400 pounds. Now, who's going to lift it onto the station wagon? You? Me? With my back, huh?
Well, you certainly have enough friends who are husky enough to help.
Are all these husky friends supposed to go along for the ride 200 miles so they can lift it out again?
Well, surely we can find some men to help when we get to this town somewhere.
Where? How? How are we going to do it? Anyhow, I don't want to be responsible for friends or strangers trying to lift a washing machine and dropping it on their foot or injuring themselves in some way. And the husband and that family can't help. I know the family mother means. He's been an invalid for years. That's why they're hard up.
Well, then, don't you want to help them?
Yes, of course I want to help them. But I don't want to land in the hospital myself trying to hoist a 300-pound washing machine all over the place.
I suppose that's true. Now go work in the garden. The washer has to be repaired first anyhow. By that time, maybe I'll come up with something.
You will, darling. I'm sure of that. And you can count on me, but I will not lift washing machines.
All right. I'm afraid you were right, dear. It is getting involved.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman, thank you.